Something unusual was going on in Baltimore's Pennsylvania Station on Charles Street, just above Mount Royal, the Saturday afternoon of July 25, 1943. Penn Station in those days offered a window into World War II, the emotional scenes of arrival and farewell, lovers and loved ones embracing as they wondered if they would see one another again. Groups of soldiers and sailors jostling through a mass of crowds to board trains for destinations that held uncertain futures. Watching the round-the-clock melee, the management of the Pennsylvania Railroad, out of patriotism and a well-intentioned but hopeless attempt to relieve the crush, built the serviceman's USO Lounge. In addition to the station's east wall, the lounge offered a reading room, telephones, writing tables, and snack bar. But on Saturday afternoon, July 25th, 1943, it offered something else, a wedding. The bride was Catherine Ann Wiedefeld, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Henry Wiedefeld of the 900 block of East Chase Street. The groom was Sergeant Raymond Schulteitz of the 200 block Kenny Avenue. The couple was married by Father Thomas B. Zinkan of St. John's Catholic Church. After Father Zinkan completed the ceremony and the groom had kissed the bride, he invited the onlooker soldiers and sailors to come forward and kiss the bride, too. There would be a short waiting time until the couple was to catch a train to New York for their honeymoon. The priest's invitation undoubtedly brought soldiers and sailors waiting in Penn Station to their feet. They immediately formed the line, one kiss per serviceman. So while the newlywed Mrs. Schulteitz did not get to have a traditional wedding ceremony at the family church, she does go down in history as the only bride to be married in Baltimore's Penn Station, kissed by half of the armed forces of the United States.